A person should not do different from the place that you're in. You make a machlokes, you make arguments there. If they're knowing not to do melacha, and you're going to come and do melacha, you're going to make a machlokes there. So you shouldn't do different because of the machlokes. So Rashi brings down the Gemara Parot. The Gemara asks the question, Mimokam Shein Oisim, if it's talking about Pasha, you went from a place where you don't do melacha, Lomokim Shoisim, to a place that they do melacha. Vionami, you also al Yishanu, you should not change. Pasha, that means, Velevad, and you should do melacham, not to make a machlekes. Like this new place you go to, there they do melacham. So if you're not going to do work, then you'll cause an argument. So it's mashmi, you should do work. And the kasher is, we are marty, just got finished saying before, noist and all of chumre mokim shiotsim sham. We just said not like that. That you have to take the chumre of both places. If you left a place that they don't do melacham, even though this mokim you're going to does do melacham, you're not supposed to do melacham. So it's a little bit stira. First we said, you have to take the chumris of either the place that you left or the place you're going to. And now we're saying no, that don't change from the mokim not to cause the machlekes. So Gemara will explain how the two halachas don't argue one on the other. So the Gemara kiyotz at Mishnah kiyotz boy, another halacha the same type is like this. Ha'amoylech peirish shvius. Halacha on shvius the seventh year in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to plant. You're not allowed to work on the ground. Just if the fruits that grow, there's halacha you're allowed to eat those peirish. But when kol zaman v'astu peirish for the chayis in the on the fields. But when the fruits in the tree get all eaten up, there's no more peris on the fields for the animals to eat, then the halacha is, even the fruits you have in your house, you have to take outside. So, Pasha depends where you live in Eretz Yisrael, how long you're allowed to eat those peris. So, Hamoylech, you go. Hamoylech, peris, shvius. You take your peris that were grown on shvius the seventh year. Mimokim shekolu. From a mokim where it ended. There are no more fruits on the trees in that place. In other words, you only have fruits in your house that you already picked off the trees. So then the halacha is, you're not allowed to keep it in your house. You have to put it outside in the field to make it hefker. L'mokim, but you went to another place, shaloi kolu. That in that mokim you went from Tveria to Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, there's still plenty of oranges on the trees. So since there are still plenty of oranges on the trees, you're allowed to keep the oranges you have in your house and eat them. So what halacha do you have? You went from a place that it was finished to a place that they didn't finish. And this place you went to now, there the people are still allowed to eat their peris. What then do you have? Or else the opposite. You went from a place that there's still plenty of oranges on the trees. Lemokim shekolu, to a place that in this place, in this area, there are no more oranges left on the trees. Is Allah again, you have to go luchum rechayiv levayir. You have to take your fruits that you have and put it outside in the field. As you have to go luchum re, either from the place you left or from the place you're going to. You have to go to Chumrah. Like Rashi says, Ha'amoylech perish shviyas imokim shekolu, l'chayim in asoda. You went now, you just left Yerushalayim, and there all the oranges got finished up. There are no more oranges on the trees. Then the halacha is, V'chayovim b'nei ha'mokim, all the people living in Yerushalayim, levarim in abayis. They have to take out all the oranges they have in the house, and they have to put it outside hefker in the street. V'halicham zeh, now this person took his oranges with him, L'mokim shloikolu. He went to Tveria, and in Tveria there are still plenty of oranges left on the trees. And in that mokim, they're allowed to eat the oranges in the house. The people in Tveria now are still allowed to eat the oranges that they have in the house. In the locha, this person has to go to Chumron, Chayiv Levayir, Mishum Chumre Mokim Shiotzim Mishum. Because since you just left Yerushalayim, and there they finished all the peiris on the trees, so that's the loch of shvius. Then you have to take the peiris out of your house. You have to go luchi. We have volocho afata. He says go out, and you can even bring for yourself also these peiris of shvius. So Rashi says, before I speak Gemara, the Gemara will explain what does Rabbi Yehuda mean to say that you're allowed to go out and bring for yourself the peiris. We'll see. But I call upon him, the yisrael of the Mishnah is that if a place that there's a minig, that in one place they're machmir, another place they're not machmir. If you travel from one town to another town, you have chumrah the place you left from the place you're going to. Gemara will soon see which type of chumrah we're talking about, and if you have plans of going back home or not going back home. We'll see more in Gemara exactly when you say this klal, you should not be mishana from the minig of the mokim you left or the minig you're going to. So the Gemara, Ma'iru Yarvi Psochim, why does the Mishnah say there was a minig not to do work on Erev Pesach?
even on a regular Erev Shabbos, the Arva Yom Tovim, and a regular Erev Yom Tov, Nami should also be the same halacha that you're not supposed to do work on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. The Tanya, we went to the Braisa. Ho'oise malacha ba'arva Shabbosis. Somebody does work on Erev Shabbos. The Yom Tovim, he does work on a regular Erev Yom Tov. Mina mincha l'malam. He does it from mincha l'malam. So it's a question, so Machlokes Rishonim, what does mincha l'malam mean? Does mincha mean mincha gedoilo, which is from Chatzos Hayoyim? Or else mincha means mincha ketano, which is 9.5 hours later. Rashi says here, mina mincha, tisha shoyis omachta. It means 9.5 hours of the day. From then on, you should not do malacha on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. And the halacha is, if you do malacha, is ein roya sim v'racha l'irlam. You will not see something good will not come out from that malacha that you did. Now the halacha again, this doesn't mean if a person is doing his panosa, person has his job that he makes a living from, that he is allowed to do. Here the malacha means, you're not going to build a house, they're going to build a table. You're not doing malacha now in your own private house, not you working for somebody else. You're not doing malacha by yourself, you won't see a simin bracha if you do this work after mincha on Erev Shabbos. So it's not only Erev Pesach you shouldn't do malacha, it's a regular Erev Shabbos also. So my answer is Pashit. Hosom by Erev Shabbos, mina mincha l'mal hudi yosser. It's only yosser from mincha time and further. Of the samach l'mincha loy, next to mincha no. Hosom by Erev Pesach, mi'chatzois. On Erev Pesach, according to everybody, you're not allowed to do malacha after chatzois, hayoyin Erev Pesach. So it depends what mincha means. If mincha means mincha ketano, then the Gemara means very good, a big difference. By Shabbos, up until 9.5 hours, you're allowed to do malacha. Whereas Erev Pesach, it's only up until the 6th hour. After Chatzos, you can't do malacha. And even if you say mincha means mincha gedolah, it's also the chiluk of the 30 minutes. Mincha gedolah means a 30 minutes after Chatzos. That's when you could start davening mincha. So here also, Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't do malacha 30 minutes after Chatzos. Mashenka on Erev Pesach, you shouldn't do malacha after Chatzos. And like Tosfos already said, the reason is because that's the zman when you could bring a korban Pesach, and when you bring a korban, it's called a yomti for you. You're not supposed to do malacha. Therefore, the zman is there also. We have that minig. By the inami, another teretz is hosom by regular Erev Shabbos simin brachu deleichazi. If you do work on Erev Shabbos, it just says you won't see anything good come out of that malacha. Avul shemutei lo mishamtinen. But we don't put you into nidul. We don't give you like it's not called you did an avera though. Mashenkein hocha shemutei nanu mishamtinen lei. Mashenkein on Erev Pesach, that's nikar alocha. You're not allowed to do malacha after chatzos. Or even put you into shamti, put you into nidul. We give you like a klola. Desmond gives you a klola. So that's what is the chilik between Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos. Zemar gufa hoise malacha ba'avir shabosis. If somebody does work on Erev Shabbos, uva'arve yomim tovim, on Erev Yom Tov, mina mincha l'mala, from after mincha, either it means after chatzos, or possibly could be makel to say it means only mincha ketana, which is from 9.5 hours of the day on, or else uva moitzoy Shabbos. Somebody does malacha right after Shabbos, moitzoy Shabbos, right after Shabbos, uva moitzoy Yom Tov, and right after Yom Tov, or else uva moitzoy Yom Kippurim, right after Yom Kippur, does malacha the next second, any time this possible, maybe you come to be doing an avera, since you're doing the malacha so close. What does that mean? The Gemara says, lasuya tiny sibur. To include even a tiny sibur also, you're not supposed to do malacha during a tiny sibur. Is the halacha ein roya simin bracha l'irlam? If you do malacha at these times, you won't see any good simin, no bracha would come out of the malacha that you did. So Rashi says, Nidna Navera means Remez Avera, small type of an Avera. Tainas Sibur, Rashi also bimlocha. You're not allowed to do work on a Tainas Sibur, a fast day. But which type of a fast day? Rashi says, Masechta Tainas Kishoyu Misanin Ala Geshomim. A special fast day when you used to fast because they didn't have enough rain. When the rain didn't come for a long time, they started to fast to daven to Hashem. So on such a Tainas Sibur, it's also to do Melocha. Abul Shah Tainas Sibur, for the regular Tainas Sibur like we have now, Loi. Then there's no Issa Malacha. You're allowed to do work on a Taina Sibur. To the Yomer Shmuel, Ein Chayme Taina Sibur of Bavel. In Bavel, we don't have the Chumra of a Taina Sibur. So, B'moitzoy Shabbos at Rashi, what's wrong with doing work right after Shabbos? Rashi, Mishum Kovet Shabbos, Shemasifim Michol HaLakodesh.
there's an inyan to extend Shabbos a little bit longer, like to make Tais for Shabbos. So you shouldn't the second right after Shabbos go do Malacha. So as Tais for Shabbos, it's not nice to do Malacha right away, and you won't see a Simin Bracha. The Tais also said the top Tais is, I'm a read the Yisib Yerushalmi, Hachi, Hani Nashi, the women, if they have a minig not to do any work on Matzoy Shabbos, lav min hogam, it's not a good minig. Ad tifnei sidra min hogam. What does that mean, Pirish? She yishalei matzvila minig kosher. If they don't do malach until the husband gets finished davening mariv, that's a good minig. We're talking about that here also. But if the women stand wants to take off the whole Matzoy Shabbos, that's not a good women. That's not a good minig. That they have no right to. Just means right after Shabbos, the next second, you shouldn't do malacha so fast. It's like what Rashi says, I'll say to Shabbos, Tosfos says, I'll say to Kozman is still davening. Right, Tana Rabbonin, Yesh Zoriz Veniska. Well, that's the Zach, doing malacha era Shabbos, we're saying a special work, if not your panosa work, Stama Halbi, you have to build something, you won't have a simen bracha from that. Think yourself from a Baruch Bey, was makbid not to write his Kedusha Torah on Erev Shabbos. But the Gemara says, if you do Malach on Erev Shabbos, you don't see a Simen Bracha. So he didn't want to write down his Kedusha Torah on Erev Shabbos. After Mincha. So he thought he wouldn't see a Simen Bracha from it. Tana Rabbanan, Yesh Zoriz Viniska. There's somebody that's a Zoriz, a fast guy, he does everything fast. Viniska, when he gains on the deal. The Yesh Zoriz, there's somebody that's a Zoriz, that does things fast. Viniska, he loses out on the deal. Yesh shuffle, somebody always takes it easy, Veniska, and he gains on the deal. The Yesh shuffle, Veniska, somebody takes it easy and he loses out on the deal. What does this mean? Zoriz Veniska, somebody does things carefully, fast, he gains. The Ovid Kulu Shabbata, somebody does work a whole weekday, the whole weekday does work. For Lo Yavid Mali Shabbata, when it comes to Erev Shabbos, he stops some time not to do work on Erev Shabbos. That's called the Zoriz, somebody that's fast, and he's Niskar, he gains. What about Zoriz Venistan? Somebody that does things fast but loses out. The Yavad Kuli Shabbat, he works all 6 days of the week. The Yavad B'mali Shabbat, and he also works on Erev Shabbos. Poshna means there even after Mincha L'mala, so that's no good. Rashi says Zoriz Bal Malacha, somebody does work. Shofel Veniskar Lo Yavad Kuli Shabbat, that's right. Right, what about Shofel Veniskar? Who's somebody that's lazy and he gains on the deal? That means a guy, the Lo Yavad Kuli Shabbat, he doesn't do work the whole weekday. The loyavim b'mali shabbatim, and he also doesn't do work on Erev Shabbos. So this against the deal. Hakol ponim Erev Shabbos, he's not doing work. What about shofel v'nisa? The somebody takes it easy and loses out. The loyavim kulei shabbatim. The whole weekday takes it easy, he doesn't do any work. The loyavim b'mali shabbatim. Punkt Erev Shabbos, he gets a job. That's not so good. So Rashi says shofel v'niskat loyavim kulei shabbatim loyavim b'mali shabbatim. The Afagar Rashi says the lav l'shur mitzvah mechavin. Even though he's not doing l'shem mitzvah, some he has no work to do a whole week. Mr. Still, mitzvah shloim l'shmo mil hevi. It's still called a mitzvah. Even though it's shloim l'shmo, it's still something. The yamin l'kamon, we'll soon see, yaseh kodzim b'mitzvah v'afilu shloim l'shmo. It's kedai, it's worth it to do mitzvahs, even though at the beginning you're not doing l'shmo the way you're supposed to, because however you start doing it, you'll get used to doing it, and eventually you do it the right way. There's always kedai to do even a little bit of the mitzvah. Even though it's not Lishmur. Well, right, to Omar Rover, Hani Nashi de Mechuza, the women of Mechuza, Afagab loy avden avidato b'mayli Shabbat, even though the reason why they didn't do any work on Erev Shabbos on Friday, Mishum Machinuk Gusa, because they're Mechunik, they were very fragile, is, who, what? No, not fragile, he called, what?
Delicate,
yeah. Is who? Mechuzahu, to a kol yoimen nami loyko avdim, because the whole week they also didn't do any work. They're mafunik, they couldn't do work. Afilu hochi still shofel v'niska karinelu. Still, they consider people that take it easy, but they gain on the deal. Like Rashi says, even though it's shalei lishmo, but still it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah not to do too much work on Friday. This Friday, he just means minamin cholamala. Like I said before, it's not talking about the work you do for panosa, but that is a heter. I mean, stam malacha, stam to do work, stam punk Friday afternoon to start doing work. Yeah. Rova Rami, Rova asked for a question. Ksiv, one pasuk says, ki godol ad shemayim chazdecha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed that he does with us goes up until shemayim, that's all.
ad shamayim. Uksiv, another pasuk says, ki gadol me'al shamayim chesdecha, that Kodesh Baruch Hu's chesed that he does with us is greater, higher than the shamayim. So it's a sfira. The Moreh HaKeitzad kan b'yosim l'shmo. For the people that do mitzvahs l'shmo, they do it because Kodesh Baruch Hu wants them to do it, then Kodesh Baruch Hu does chesed with them greater than the shamayim. The kan b'yosim shlo l'shmo. And up until the shamayim is people that do mitzvahs, even though it's shlo l'shmo, still Hashem does chesed with them ad shamayim. So Rashi Yosin l'shmo me'al shamayim. Then the chesed goes even greater, higher than the shamayim. V'shlo l'shmo, somebody does mitzvah, shlo l'shmo, ad l'shamayim. The mitzvah miu kovid, could Rav Yehuda. Because he's still doing the mitzvah, even though he's not doing it for the true sake, because Hashem wants you to do it, but as long as he does the mitzvah, he'll get schar for that also, and it's called Hashem gives him chesed. Tomorrow, could Rav Yehuda. The Yom Rav Yehuda Marav. L'yoylam yasek odem b'toro v'mitzvahs. Afal pi shlo l'shmo, even though you're not doing it right now, l'shmo, even though you're not learning Torah or doing mitzvahs l'shmo, still you should go and do them. Why? Because the fact you do the mitzvah, that itself will draw you nearer to Hashem and make you eventually do it l'shmo. So even though it's, of course, it's always hard to start right away, you can't start doing things l'shmo, it's too hard, you're not mechuyev to right away. You have to start doing the ma'aseh mitzvahs. And by start doing the ma'aseh mitzvahs, they bring you a little bit closer that eventually you come to do it l'shmo. So Tosfos speaks out that as long as you're not doing it, lahachis to cause trouble. I tell you, second Tosfos has the kashim. Tema, the Rav Guf from a paragraph the brachis. Kol oisik b'tera shlo l'shmo, noyach lo shlo nivra. If somebody learns Torah shlo l'shmo, you're better off not being born. So mashmit, it's a bad thing what you're doing. And he was saying it's a good thing, because from this you get to do l'shmo. The famous Torah, the MRE, Dosa, Mariv, Goyim, Shalom, Et, Kedelis, Yoher. You're only learning Torah to become a big shot. To make trouble, to argue on your chaverim alochem, just to tell them you know what you're talking about. But while you're not learning, almanas to do what you're learning, just to cause trouble, then you're better off not to be born. He was talking about somebody who's not doing it for the bad sake, just like he doesn't know better. He's not doing l'shmo, he doesn't know what it means to do l'shmo. But he's not doing it for any bad purpose, then that's tzibur the mitzvah, and Hashem does chesed with you, ad shamayim. But Tana Rabbanan, ha-metzapeh l'schar rishtoy. If somebody has to wait for his wife's paycheck that she makes from the money his wife makes, or else for rechayim, somebody makes a living from the rechayim, from the grinder, the mill, is ein roi sima brach l'yerlim. He won't see a good simin from these two paychecks, from your wife's paycheck and from the mill. What's wrong with it? The Gemara says, "Schar ishtoy mitukle." It means the schar, the money your wife makes by mitukla means weighing things. So Rashi says, "Mitukla noitelus maznayim." Your wife has to go and take the weights, the yod in the hands, or malechas pashuk. She has to go out in the streets. Lahaskiron, to rent it out to people. L'chol atzrich, never wants a rent. Or wait. Today, Maznayim, she rents it out. Tizcham mu'etu, she makes very little profit on the deal, to rent out weights. Or mizvazi ishtoy alzcham mu'et. And your mizvazi, it's not nice, you make your wife going around to rent out these things, it's a hard work, it's not nice, so you won't see a simin brocha to be mizvazi your wife. And who adin for rechayim, what's wrong with rechayim? Agrator, if you start renting it out also just to rent out the mill, it's not such good pay, it's hard work with no good pay, you won't see a simin brocha. So the Gemara, Avol Ovdo Umezavna, but let's say you sell it and buy it, you buy and sell, that's a shtabuche mishtabech bo, kro, that's a good thing, that you could let your wife do. You could let your wife go and sell things, that's not a bizoyin, and she doesn't have to go and rent it out, that's okay. The person says, Sadin, also Sabatimkorn. She made Sadin, she made the clothing, and then she sold it. Mashma, that's a good thing. Just to make her rent it out, she has to go work hard just to rent it out. If you don't make too much money, Yimavaza, that's not Kedai. Tana Rabbonin, Hamishtaker, the Kanim. Somebody makes business by renting out Kanim, that's the reeds, to make fences with, over Kankanim, with type of jugs, is Ain a Roya Simon Brach Lirlim. You won't see a Simon Brach, it's not a good business. Trashi, bekana means kol ma kol, any type of a stick. Dakim, any small, thinny sticks, kori kanim. Shaisim miyam gideiros amechitzas. You make with these thin sticks, gideiros, fences, or mechitzas amechitzas. So it's not a good business. My timer, what's wrong with these things? The markiva de nofesh afechzayu, shalta buena. Since it's very bulgy, these are big things, katkanim, big jugs, and kanim also, you have to sell a lot of them, you're selling such big things and they're cheap, you'll have an iron horror there, it's not kedai. It's blown up, and people look at it. You have such big things for sale, they'll cause an iron horror. Tana Rabbonin, Tagre Simta, people that are Tagre, merchants, in Simta, Shrashi Yeshvin Omoichrim Beshuk, V'yayin Shaletas Bem, people that sell and buy in this Shuk, there's an iron horror there. People look and watch at you. Who are the Magadle Behemadaka, people that raises small behemoths. Is Rashi says, Magadabe Madaka, Hakul Tsavcha Melein, everybody yells at you. The Koytis say Yelonis Toivis, people that cut down good trees, Rashi says, Lomoichron Leitzim, that you want to sell the wood for wood. It is Hakul Timian, everybody is the Matama, they wonder upon you. Amalizna Leim, Mitech Kach Ayin Shletis Bim, Vitzrakis Pneyodim, people give you an Ayin Horror. They'll look at you and say, what are you doing? You're wasting a good tree just to sell the wood, they'll give you an Ayin Horror. Somebody that always goes and always wants the best thing for himself, the best portion. Whenever it comes to make a haluk, whenever they divide up things, he's always there to jump to get the nicest chelik. These people won't see a simen bracha. My time, what's wrong with these things? Because people are astonished, watch what you're doing, and when people start to look at what you're doing, they're going to give you an ayin hara. So because of an ayin hara, you won't see a simen bracha. Tana Rabbanan, Dalet prutos ein vem simen bracha. Four prutos means four paychecks, also you won't see a simen bracha from them. If you're a cipher, you write things and people pay you for what you're doing, you won't see a good simen with that money. You won't become rich from being a cipher. Uschar miturgmin. If you're a schar or miturgmin, so Rashi says that means you're an interpreter. Shoim dim lefnei achochem b'shabosos, v'shoimim mipiv, u'mashmim l'rabim. The Rosh Hashiva used to give a drosh hashir on Shabbos. He didn't have a good voice, so he used to say it low to the miturgim, the interpreter, and he would get up there and say over the shir loud. So if you get your paycheck from being an interpreter, it's not so good. Uschar yisoimim. Who are then the money if you work for the yisoimim? You take care of the yisoimim orphans? That's also no good. Like you invest in their money and you make profit and give them half, you keep half, but since it's the yisoimim's money, it's not such a good thing. So we'll soon see why. Also, if your money get sent to you from the other side of the ocean, that's also not so good. Because the Svin is always going to Mokum Sakona. You have to wait for your money to come over the ship, over the ocean. That's not such a good bracha. You understand why the person that gets his pay from being an interpreter, it's no good. Because you're working on Shabbos. You're there, and when the Rav gives a drush on Shabbos, you're interpreting, it looks like you're getting paid for Shabbos. That's not a good thing. If you're working, taking care of orphans' money, it's also not such a good thing. Why? Because since they're Yisraelim, they're orphans, they're katana, they're small kids, they don't know what it means to be Meichel. So you have to be mocked with mamish every single penny, not to jip him for a penny. Like this, you work with a normal person, if you jip the guy a penny, this and this, the mali's not mocked on it. There's a svara, pokal, the shavaprut, he always Meichel. Bashenkin by Yosim, he doesn't have to be Michael, so he has to be Matve, not to Mamish, not to steal even a Chatzi Pruta, that's very hard. Therefore, that schar is not Kedai. Right, the money that you first get that comes to the ship from the other side of the ocean is also not so good to waste for that money. Not every day does a nice happen. It's not so easy for the ships to go over the yam. So it's a mokum sakona. So if you're going to wait for your money, your business you're doing is by sending stuff over the ocean to come back, it's not such a good business. You don't know if it won't get to drowned in the ocean. What's wrong with being a cipher if you're writing things?
What's wrong to write a Sefer Torah, to write things? Why isn't that good pay? Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi, because the pshat is Chof Dalat Tainis, 24 Tainis, Yoshvu Anshei Knesset Agdoilo. The Anshei Knesset Agdoilo fasted for 24 different days. What did they fast for? Al Koisvei Svarim Tfilin Umezuzis. That the Sefer, the people that sit down to write a Sefer Torah, or the people sit down to write tefillin, or to write mezuzis, shelo yistasru. They fasted 24 days that these seifers should not become rich. They made a dafka daven to Hashem that a seifer should remain poor and not be rich. What's wrong if he's rich? Shel mole misashru ne kaisrin. Because if a seifer will become rich, he'll stop writing. The kids, it's a hard job to do, to be a seifer. So mele bishtayim, if he's poor, he needs different fun, he needs it, he'll do it. But once he becomes rich, he doesn't need it, he won't do it anymore. So the Badafka made Chav Dalat HaNesim that you shouldn't become rich. So Vaistais, therefore this Chai, you won't see a Simen Bracha from this. Yeah. Work to do, it's hard work to do. If the Seif would have money, you wouldn't do it. Yeah. Right, the Tana Rabbanan. Koisvei Seifrim, people that write a Sefer Torah, tefillin, or write tefillin or mezuzos, hang them, v'tagreim, the people that sell it for them, v'tagreim, the people that sell it for them, v'chol oiskim blecha shemayim, and anybody that's oisik in these things, these mitzvahs, lastly, suyu to also include, moichrei tchelis, people that are selling tchelis for the tzitzis, in alocha einu roi simen bracha leolam, they won't see a simen bracha leolam, over the moiskim lishmo roin. If they do it lishmo, then they will see a simen bracha. For the same shot, Mistama. Because these people are doing mitzvahs. If they're going to become rich, they'll get a lot of pay, they'll stop doing these mitzvahs. And we want them to have them. Mashenkin, if somebody's doing it lishmo, then we're not afraid. Even if he'll become rich, he won't stop writing tefillin and mezuzahs. Because the reason why he's doing it is lishmo. See, if the person does it for lishmo, then he could become rich. Because we're not afraid, then he'll stop. But if a person only writes because that's his panasam, Zenachom didn't want to become rich, so today he shouldn't stop writing it. Yeah. Right. V'nei Baishon Nogush Loheve Azlin Mitzur Litzidon V'mali Shabbata. They were knowing in Minig that on Erev Shabbos is not nice to travel, so they didn't travel from the city of Tzur to the city of Sidon on Erev Shabbos. Even though Mikra didn't, you're allowed to, but they had a minig, like the Chumra, not to travel this far on Erev Shabbos. So Rashi says, Mitzur Litzidon, Yom HaShuk Sot Sidon, it was the day they had the sales in Sidon, the Erev Shabbos, they machmirun al atzmash lo libato mitzurach Shabbos. They're machmir upon themselves not to go down to the Shuk, to the where they sell the things on Erev Shabbos, not to be mevato themselves from Tzurach Shabbos. So the Gemara says, also Benayu Kaimed Rav Yechanan. So the sons now, Bnei Baishan, came in front of Rav Yechanan and time to them, Omrullah, they said to them, Avosin Efshulahu. So our fathers, good, they were machmir upon themselves, they were able to do it. They had enough panosam. They were able to work just 6 days. They didn't have to go down to the Shuk on Friday. Abanan, us, our the children here, Lo Efshalon. We can't manage without going to the Shuk on Friday. So we want to know, is it mutter for us to go to the Shuk now, to go down to the business, to sell things, buy things on Erev Shabbos? Omlu, he answered back, no. Kva kiblu avasechem alayim. That's a klal that when the father was makabel minig, the minig usually is even upon the kids also. Shenem, when the pasuk says, Shema b'ni musa ravicha, v'yaltita shtoris imecha. Don't go away from the teres imecha, means your father. If your father's were makabel a minig toivah, so usually goes upon the kids also. So exactly if it means only your father, or it means the whole mokim, it's questionable exactly how far this minig goes, and how the father was makabel the minig. But certain things, the minig toiv that was makabel in the family, it automatically goes upon the children also. And if they want to stop doing it, they have to be matan neder. It's like any neder, you have to be matan the neder. V'nei chuzoyi nogu demafarshi chala me'aruza. And v'nei mechuzah, they also had a chumrah, that they took off challah from dough made from eris, which eris, which is rice. And we know we are locha, eris, rice is potter from challah. You only have to give off challah if you have from the five minei dogan, from wheat and barley, spelt and the rye and oats, but not from rice. So also, the Yomru led Rabbi Yosef. They went and told Rabbi Yosef. Omalus, Rabbi Yosef said, Nichlu zar b'yapayu. you should know, let somebody, a Zara, regular Yisrael, go and eat that challah right in front of them. But as he says, like, tell them not to do the minig, or you don't have to be makbid upon that chumrah. But the more Eisvei Avakasha, Eisvei Abaya, Dvorim HaMutorim, V'Yacherim Nogu BeMisr, things that Mikir Adin is mutter to do, but for some reason people are machmir, they made a chumrah not to do it, is Allah.